All right. So Jake, not a lot of freshmen can come into this meet and win an individual event. So has that set in yet that you're sitting right now as an NCAA champion?
Not really. I think a little bit it has. I mean, of course, I realize I won tonight, but I think just knowing like what that title holds, I feel like that part really hasn't set in yet. I would say. So, yes and no, I would say.
Can you take us through that race? It was a pretty wild field with a lot of moving parts. Can you take us
Yeah.
through the race from your perspective?
Honestly, I trying to think back on it, I don't remember a lot. I just know probably about the 200. I noticed Trenton was out real fast, and that was that. I mean, it's not like I can pull him back towards me, like physically. So I just I started my own race, and then I think I realized I started catching him around probably around the 400, I think, 400, 425. I reeled him back in. And I think around like maybe the 475 was kind of when it set in, where I was like, I really like this is my race to lose at this point. And at that point, honestly, I kind of panicked because I knew Kieran was gonna come at me like a banshee, and he did. But I held on, so it was a fun race. It was probably one of the most fun races I've had. So yeah.
Was it surprising that Kieran didn't go out faster, like he did at SECs?
I talked to Kieran a little bit after SECs and at this meet too, and I kind of got the impression that he wasn't going to do that again. So, I wouldn't say it surprised me because the 500, there's so many different strategies you can do, and really, I just if he went out fast, that would be okay. It's whatever he wants to do. I knew what I wanted to do, so I just stuck to mine.
Did you have to adapt to your race strategy because other guys were going out, or did you kind of just stay in your own lane in that middle part of the race?
I always kind of keep the same kind of strategy, but I do like adapt. I do get faster or slower depending on where dudes are. I try to stay with the field up until the 200, not necessarily lead, but at least be in striking distance. I couldn't even really see Trent until the 200, so you kind of just let him do his own thing. But I would say for the most part, I stay to my own.
How about those dogs right now in fourth place?
Yeah, it's real exciting. We got a lot of good energy. I just got out of dinner with them. It's so much fun. This is a great team, and I'm so like this is probably the most fun I've had swimming since I started. So,
You mentioned you've grown up watching NCAA championships. You've been there a day and a half now. What has that experience been like, especially knowing that this NCAAs is a lot different than any other NCAAs historically?
It's hard to describe. It's just I've been to a lot of high level meets. I've been to nationals and junior worlds, junior pan packs, and this is definitely it's different. But I mean, it's kind of the same in that you have to go fast in the morning. It's high intensity. It's very like I don't know. A lot of that's the same. I guess the team environment, the college team environment, is a little different. So I'll say, good job, boys. Sorry, the relay just walked back in. But yeah, I'll say same and different for the most part.
What was it like to add to the UGA legacy in this event? Because Grodzki won it, Sebastian Ruwald. You guys had a Georgia's had a lot of really good distance swimmers. So what's it like to kind of add your name to that list in like 2 days at your first NCAAs?
It's great. It's great. I mean, I'm really glad to be a part of those guys. I personally, honestly, I did not grow up watching those guys. I'll be honest, they're a little bit before my time when I really started keeping up with swimming. But just knowing their names from the record books and knowing that I'm with them is kind of cool. I know one of my coaches, Neil. He said he roomed with. I can't remember which one it was, but he roomed with one of them, so that was kind of cool to have that connection. So yeah.
Do you just have 200 free tomorrow? Just 200 free tomorrow? Is that what you have?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you looking forward to about that race after this 500 today?
I'm looking forward to, you know, just showing my God. I feel like the first night I let off the relay and wasn't really what I hoped. And I feel like, you know, I mean, it wasn't a terrible race, but I knew I could be a lot better. And so I'm kind of excited to show what I got tomorrow. So I guess for that, and I'm excited to score points for our team. We're in a really good position right now, and I just want to keep it rolling. So, yeah.
Sounds good.